The bill, which is expected to be unveiled Tuesday, was announced by a handful of Texas Republican congressmen at the state Republican convention. It simply calls on a lifting of the moratorium. The immediate problem, says Republican lawmakers and offshore drilling companies, is that idle rigs are an economic nightmare. Dean Robichaux owns Blackhawk Specialty Tools, which makes parts for offshore drilling rigs.
Yes, the rigs right now, just to sit idle, having to pay the companies such as the Exxons and the Chevrons are paying up to $500,000 a day for them to sit there.
That $500,000 is basically the rent that the oil companies are paying to rig owners. Sugarland Republican Pete Olson wrote the bill. While it doesn't address future spills, he and other Republicans expect additional legislation to increase regulations to limit the chance of another spill.
And I think they realize that, you know, we've got to take a look at what we do and make sure what happened here. If we could prevent it, we need to prevent it. I mean, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of human error, which is very difficult to change, but we got to do that as well because this is unacceptable.
Those oilmen at the press conference seem resigned to the idea of additional regulations, which Robichaux says will lead to increased costs.
So, I mean, we're going to probably see some increase. We know that. We're just going to have to go up on prices to our customers, and in turn, you know, the price of oil is going to go up. So it's just a trickle-down effect, you know.
Representative Olson says costs may go up, but the alternative, idle rigs and the possibility of rig owners moving operations to other countries, is much worse. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.